This is all happening now, but it's happening someplace else. In a public park at the crack of dawn, Morgan Kay is out for her daily run. She's wearing a tattered t-shirt, hideous Dayglo fanny pack, and a look that says, hey, maybe don't try and talk to me while I'm jogging, okay? She pops in earbuds and begins to run across her picturesque urban paradise underneath a beautiful blue sky. Guys with huge lumberjack beards and women dressed like 80s breakdancers all brunch and vape and walk shelter dogs and have two loud conversations like this.
This new cleanse is super bomb. I can eat anything I want to between 1:40 and 1:55 a.m. The rest of the day, I just inhale a series of steams.
I'm just so much more present since I deleted Twitter and Facebook from my phone. It's giving me more time to just exist, you know?
You guys, documentaries. I cannot get enough freaking documentaries right now. Have you seen the one about food?
Activated charcoal is actually, like, the best.
Morgan turns a corner and is flanked by another jogger.
Hey, nice fanny pack. Did you know that, fanny is actually what British people call the lady privates?
This is Chad, a man who clearly just read a how-to on a pickup artist subreddit titled How to Talk to a Woman Who is Wearing Headphones. Going to wager a guess and say he's also super into Bitcoin, too.
Sorry, can't hear you. I have earbuds in.
Oh, we'll just take them out.
These actually don't come out. It's inconvenient, but the plus side is that I don't have to hear strangers' terrible vagina jokes.
Hey, wait up. I was just thinking it'd be fun to talk while we were jogging.
Before Chad can finish his sentence, a reptilian monster erupts out of nowhere and latches onto his face. It's about the size of a monkey and has long, bat-like wings.
Oh, this'll be fun.
Morgan tears open her fanny pack and produces a dagger made of bone. She shoulder checks the creature off of the jogger, then dodges its teeth, claws, and tail, getting in a shank with her dagger after every dodge. She catches it under the chin and it slumps over, dead.
Hey, I want to say thank you. And, you should really let me take your hot monster-killing butt to brunch, because I know this really great little place that's not a total scene on the weekend.
Sorry, I had a power bar before I left the house. Oh, wait, I knocked you out. Oh, whatever.
She lies on her back and looks at the sky. A billboard reads, "Welcome to Fairhaven." The sky flickers and flashes. It's being projected on a giant screen. Through the defective panel, Morgan can see the dark red sky outside her perfect bubble. The defective screen flashes back on. Blue sky again. Bubble. Episode 1. Hunters. Written by Jordan Morris. Later, in Morgan's bathroom, the creature is strung up over the tub. She's skinning it and letting its orangish blood drip into a bucket. Her roommate, Annie, lazily watches while eating a breakfast burrito. Annie is the kind of person who is used to waking up in piles of things. Laundry, people, whatever.
Thanks for getting this. I didn't think you were going to.
No sweat. I mean, what kind of roommate would I be if I didn't provide you the grease you need to destroy your hangover?
It's doing that thing where the cheese is all in one big deposit. It should be spread out more over the length of the burrito, but that's not your fault.
Well, I could have mentioned it to them to make sure to distribute the cheese.
Yeah, I guess you could have. Hey, make sure to clean the tub. I might actually need to shower today.
Oh, don't give me that. You've been wearing the same pair of track pants since Tuesday. I mean, they still have the size sticker on the leg.
Yeah, they do. Well, still, I was thinking today might be the day.
Okay, I'll clean the bathroom. You find some of your junkies and pawn this off on them.
Okay, first of all, don't call my customers junkies. They're simple scumbags. Second, this stuff needs to undergo sophisticated processing before it can get those scumbags properly fucked up without killing them.
My apologies to the scumbag community.
And
to you, my brilliant hustle genius of a roommate. The best thing I ever got off Craigslist.
Aw, shucks. I know that death struggles are easier for you than feelings, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Ah, it's still alive! Kill it!
I don't have any weapons!
Get it with the shower head! Shit. My burrito got some gunk on it.
Don't eat it.
I wasn't going to.
I don't believe you.
A hip cocktail bar. Mitch Murray, a man who tucks in his shirt 3 times a year, sidles up to a well-dressed businesswoman.
Man, love this place. After a long day, these cocktails are very necessary.
Oh, what do you spend your long days doing?
Right now? Just like lots of projects, mostly in the app space, disrupting, social media. It's kind of where everything is going these days.
Couldn't agree more. It's 2018 and the internet's never been bigger.
100%. I just want whatever I'm doing to make people's lives better, whether it's in the app space or the poetry space or some other space that we haven't even thought of yet, like robot maids. Oh, the bartender's coming. Let me grab you something.
Hey, you the Postmates guy? Great, here's the order. Oh, make sure those assholes see that we included the extra Parmesan this time. I don't need them calling here.
Driving food around for Postmates, huh?
Technically in the app space.
You got me there.
Hey, after I drop this off, I can come back and buy you a drink.
Please don't.
Okay. Well, have a pleasant evening, ma'am.
In a ritzy neighborhood, Mitch climbs a flight of stairs up to a beautiful brownstone. Chad, the jogger from earlier, answers the door. I know, I'm mad this dipshit has a nice house, too. On the plus side, he's got a black eye where Morgan decked him.
Oh, Postmates, what's up, bro? Hey, do you mind sticking around just so I can make sure that they included the extra Parmesan?
Hey, guys, the food's here. Everybody eat up, even if you're on a cleanse, okay? Because you're going to need your strength for later. Trust me.
Hey, wait a second. Holy shit. You're Mitch Murray, right? It's Chad Donaldson, bro. We both went to Fairhaven U.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody. Listen up. This fly motherfucker right here, he used to make a cocktail out of DayQuil and Miller High Life and serve it out of a kiddie pool on his balcony.
No, that wasn't me, guys.
Yeah, it was.
No, I promise you that you're thinking of somebody else.
Well, then what did you do?
I had some LAN parties.
Like, some what?
A LAN party. Like where everyone hooks up their computers in the same room to play games.
Oh.
And I had a little mini fridge, so we had sodas and cold Snickers and stuff. Did you ever come to one of those?
No. No, I didn't. I would not come to those.
Well, maybe you did and you just forgot it. Hey, are you okay? I noticed you got a black eye.
Oh, this? No, that's nothing, bro. You should see the other jogger. Hey, so what are you up to now anyways?
Well, driving for Postmates and some other stuff in the app space. Mm-hmm. It's cool because you can make your own schedule and do other projects.
Cool. That sounds really cool. What other projects exactly?
Oh, just like stuff that's in the brainstorming phase right now.
Mitch looks around and notices a silver tray covered with knives, saws, and other dangerous-looking implements sitting casually next to the finger foods. He tries not to look shocked.
I've got a lot of ideas, though.
Hey, well, just so you know, I'm doing the whole entertainment lawyer thing right now, but I hope it's going to be kind of a backdoor into producing. Oh, shit. Hey, guys, guess what? I just said backdoor. You know, like backdoor.
Yeah.
No. Also, guess what? I'm into fucking Bitcoin.
Ha! See, I knew it. Sorry.
Anyway, this is my GF, Carla. She's got an Etsy store where she sells those Dreamcatcher pendants you probably see all over the place. And that over there, that's Chris with a K, like half the people in this city. She works at Tandem. And that right there, that's Brad with a B. That dude gets shit done.
What?
Hey, can you stick around or do you have to get back to the Postmates grind?
I think I can chill for a little bit, yeah.
Great, because actually, we are just about to start the cool shit, bro. So why don't you grab a cocktail, and let's all head down to the basement.
Cool. Hey, before we do this, can I say some stuff about my sexual boundaries real quick? I'm not seeing anyone right now, so I'm totally open to stuff. I think both male and female nudity are beautiful in their own ways. But as far as anything bondage or pain related goes, I might have to tap out. I am told I'm great at cunnilingus.
Oh, shit! Check out this fly motherfucker! He thinks this is a sex thing! Bro, you've been having a little too much of your own Dayquil punch!
That wasn't me. I never made that.
I think it was.
No. Dude, tonight is actually all about something way cooler than boning down. Why don't you come with us down into the basement?
They descend into the basement. Chained up in the corner is one of the monsters. This one is similar to the one we saw earlier, but covered with thick fur. There are two bloody stumps where its wings used to be.
Check it out. The dude I buy Molly from knows a guy who smuggles these things in from the brush. And they're tons of fun to fuck up.
Whoa. I never seen one up close before.
Yeah, they're great for getting your rage out. Plus, it's kind of like a public service because they pretty much attack people who are just minding their own business, jogging along trying to talk to chicks and shit.
Ah! Whoa! Ah! My arm!
Cooter brought us a fighter, dog. Mitch, buddy, hang on. We're going to bandage that up for you, okay? And guess what? You're going to get the first crack at this little goblin.
Mitch's wound begins to pulse. It's almost like it's reacting to the creature's screams.
Get upstairs now! Hey, man. Monster, whatever you are, I know you're freaked out. I don't know how I know that, but I know it. And we won't hurt you if you just let us leave, okay? Just let us go.
The monster looks like it's calming down.
Take that knife!
Chad!
Just then, Chad grabs one of the knives from the tray and hurls it, missing the monster by a bunch.
Fucking monster.
The monster roars, and its claws rocket out of its hands to twice their size. Mitch's wound pulses like crazy. Before the monster can strike, Mitch points his hand, and a messy blast of organic goo and bright light fires at the monster and strikes it dead.
Okay, I'm headed out to make more runs. Make sure to rate me 5 stars.
Hey, can I help you?
Hey, hi. You're Annie's roommate, right? I'm Mitch, and she and I went on like two and a half Tinder dates earlier this year. I think I crashed on that couch right there when we were drunk. Nothing happened sexually, and we kind of just stopped texting. I think it was a mutual thing. I mean, I just had some crazy stuff happen to me with an imp from the brush. This guy I went to college with, he had one, and he didn't even remember my mini fridge.
Shit, this is going to be annoying, isn't it?
More Bubble after this break.
This is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
Annie sits with a still shaken Mitch on the couch. Morgan is making food in the kitchen.
Sorry I came by. I just remembered you guys make drugs or whatever from the stuff that comes from the brush.
Wow, you tell guys you meet on Tinder that you and your roommate make narcotics from the blood of carnivorous imps? I was desperate for something to talk about. This guy opened with a 30-minute story about how someone he went to high school with used to eat bees. Well, talk about your siblings or prestige streaming television like a normal boring person on a bad date. At least that won't get me thrown in jail. I start all my Tinder conversations with, "Are you a cop?" They can't lie. It's like an amendment or something.
You know, I've had a lot of luck with that bee-eating story in the past. It's got lots of universal themes.
So, you got tagged by a brush imp, huh? The kind with the fur? Did you chop off whatever part he touched?
No. Was I supposed to chop something off?
Yeah, probably would have been a good idea.
You might be fine. Morgan is big on worst-case scenarios, so most stuff that gets in here from the brush is kind of poisonous in big doses. We cut the poison with household chemicals and make like a little mixture that helps you see part of what they see.
If something was born in the brush or lives there long enough, it perceives things we don't. That's part of why they're so good at killing us.
She was born out there. Do you remember when the government brought kids into Fairhaven from out there?
Holy jeez. You're one of the brush babies?
Please don't call me that. It sounds like bush baby, those big-eyed tree monkeys, and I can't compete with those adorable little assholes.
Sorry, what should I call you?
How about Morgan, whose house I'm about to leave so I don't die of brush poisoning on the nice newish couch that we found on the curb?
He was scratched like an hour ago, and he's fine. Look, it's even healing up and everything. Plus, you said when it happened, you could kind of communicate with it?
Yeah, it was listening to me right before I killed it with a goopy beam.
Ah, you've got the sting. Some people I grew up with spent years mastering the sting.
Oh, well, I don't hate the sound of that.
I mean, it's nearly impossible to control. Like, it could go off and kill your sex partner while you're doing it.
Yeah, not really concerned at the moment.
So, good news. You probably won't die, but you can do some cool new stuff that might kill everyone you care about.
Cool.
Can you bounce now? Morgan has a meeting tomorrow, and I'm still drunk from dinner, so this whole conversation has been, like, a real challenge.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
No. Bye. Just
all right.
Go.
All right. See ya.
Bonnie Klein, CEO of Tandem Industries, is finishing up a call. She's the kind of person who is constantly finishing up a call. Morgan shuffles in and sits down on a yoga ball, the only thing to sit on in the minimalist office.
Well, if those little turds in the innovation division don't innovate, then what are we paying them for? Just a sec, Morgan. I'll be right with you. Take away their goddamn hoverboards and VR headsets and whatever else they're using to jerk off with on company time until they start making us some money. They can keep the foosball table. I'm not a monster. Okay, you too.
Morgan, how's my favorite?
Good. Just living life, you know.
It's kind of what I wanted to talk about. When I convinced Tandem to bring you kids into Fairhaven 15 years ago, we didn't ask for anything in return. We just wanted to give you a future. A future to pursue art or music or improv or parkour.
Or working at Tandem?
Sure, if that's where your passions lead you. But I just don't think people who pay good money to live here want to hear about you and your pals running around killing those things and making your dope out of their blood.
I'm not sure you know what's going on.
Don't give me that shit, please and thank you. You live in a goddamn corporate-created bubble. We have surveillance everywhere, and we caught you dragging some brush nightmare into a taqueria.
Whoa, I didn't bring it into the taqueria. I left it outside while I bought breakfast burritos.
I get that for the first chunk of your life, you had to fight those things to stay alive. I get that. You live in civilization now.
I know, and I like it here. I don't mean to be an ungrateful shit about things.
Hooray! A nugget of sense.
But wouldn't it be better if we weren't so trapped here? I know the brush is full of terrible stuff that eat faces, but it's also got some of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Just want to remind you that the last time you saw it, you were 12, but continue to not make sense.
I get why people love it here, but I think they'd like to see what's on the outside. Let me take some people who want an adventure. I can show them where I grew up, the dark hills and the shadow sea.
Okay, here's part of the problem. Those fanatics you grew up with gave everything such terrible names. The dark hills sounds like a place you go to get an STD from a wizard.
Yeah, they're bad. Give my ancestors a break. It's hard to name stuff.
If people want an adventure, we provide that. That's why Tandem started creating deliberate communities so that everything you need is right here.
I'm not talking about a rock climbing gym or a virtual reality game. I'm talking about actually seeing the world.
Well, sometimes when people go out to see the world, they don't come back.
I know you know what it's like out there, and it must be hard, considering what happened to your parents.
Nope. We are definitely not taking this detour. I know you've got various urges or energies or whatever. I just think there's a way we can put them to better use. We're starting a new app called Hunter. Do you have time for a little presentation?
I mean, no. Oh, here we go.
Hunter, an evolution in safety. Because you've chosen to live in one of Tandem's deliberate communities, safety is one of your utmost concerns. The dome around your city effectively keeps out 99% of this planet's wildlife, colloquially known as imps, whether they be insectoid, reptilian, or other in nature. For that rare 1% that may penetrate our borders, there's Hunter, an elite killing force of imp slayers made up of people just like you. Let's hear from some.
I love my graphic design job, but on the weekends, I use Hunter to protect my community from terrors from beyond the walls. And I make a little extra cash while I'm at it.
Take it from me, a millennial mom. There's nothing like opening Hunter after I put the kids to bed. The excitement and pride I feel after taking down a pack of imps is unparalleled. And with weekly bonuses and in-app tipping, it's not a bad side hustle either.
Hunter, an evolution in safety. Sign up for the beta today.
We know that the bubble is getting compromised more and more lately, and we want Fairhaven residents to feel safe. So we thought you and anyone else who has a penchant for exterminating those things could respond to people who report sightings on the app.
H-U-N-T-R. Why is there no E in there?
Hunter with an E was already taken. It's a hookup app for gay men with particular body hair requirements. Give me your phone.
Hey!
I'm downloading the beta now. Just try it. If someone reports something, the GPS will show you where. And we'll even give you tools so you don't have to keep shanking them with your little homemade whatevers.
I'm sorry, but I just don't think I can do this.
Did I mention we know what you and that boo-sack roommate of yours have been doing with the blood? Fairhaven Security would love to look the other way on that if you just give this a shot.
So we don't have a choice then?
Absolutely not!
Great to see you, Bonnie.
Morgan is walking with much determination into a crowded farmer's market from whence people are fleeing. A huge steel, tandem-provided spear is slung across her back. She's uncomfortable with it, despite how super cool it looks.
Hey, are you from Hunter?
I guess so. Hold on, I have to ask you some stuff. Are you hurt?
No.
Do you feel yourself developing strange powers?
I mean, I saw a ghost once.
Okay, I'm gonna put down no.
Okay.
Do you realize that by using the Hunter app, you cannot hold Tandem or any of its subsidiaries responsible for any injury or property damage?
Yes.
Peachy. So, you're having some sort of monster issue.
Oh, I'm not sure I should be telling you this, but I have a guy that brings me in pomegranates from the brush. I mean, they're just, like, more robust than the ones that grow inside. Have you ever met a pomegranate that you're just like, are those seeds going to stay in there forever, or are they going to jump in my mouth?
Not to cut you off, but yeah. This app is charging you by the minute, so...
Oh, right, sorry. I was unloading my trailer today, and I saw a thing. It's like a pod, I guess? Here it is. Is that what you call it? Like a pod?
Yeah, pod works.
Okay, great. I thought I could just sell for the day and keep it hidden, but then it started making noise and everyone freaked. Oh, shit, it's opening!
The pod screeches and unfurls like a pill bug. It lashes out at her with a stinger. Morgan leaps back and positions the metal spear she's been carrying on her back. She points it towards the bug, which swipes the spear away just as an electrical bolt fires from the tip. It hits the gate to a petting zoo, and a bunch of baby goats come streaming out.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate how cute this is?
It's great. I hope someone's filming it.
Oh my god. Just love baby goats.
The bug takes advantage of everyone being distracted by basically the cutest thing that could ever happen and flies toward the park.
Crap, it's flying away.
Oh my god. What are you gonna do?
I think I'll order some Thai food.
Oh.
More Bubble after this break.
All right, class. Tomorrow's exam will cover the science of cosmic rays, the morals of art forgery, and whether or not fish can drown. Any questions? Yes, you in the back. What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else. My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Later, in the park, Mitch is walking next to Morgan, a huge bag of Thai food in his hand.
So, you don't want the Thai food?
No, I called in the order to Postmates because I needed to get a hold of you because I need your weird, newly mutated bloodstream. But I might want the food later, so hold on to it.
Okay, cool.
So, I'm guessing, because you haven't died, the imp's venom is mingling nicely with your insides.
Yeah, that seems right.
So, I'm guessing you can sense this thing that's hiding in the park somewhere?
Gotcha. So, how do I start?
Okay, when I lived out there, there were guys in my family who could communicate with them. It was less about language and more about senses. I know I sound like a widowed yoga instructor, but just trust your senses or some shit.
Okay. Trust my senses.
Yeah.
Can I put down the Thai food? The smell is kind of distracting.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. We should come back for it, though. I don't think anyone will mess with it. These noodles are really good.
Oh my god, forget the food!
Oh, shit. Good kick. Wow. Jesus. Okay. I'm definitely, maybe not sure, but I think we should walk in this direction.
Okay.
You know, I'm not surprised things didn't work out with me and Annie. She's just kind of adrift, you know? Doesn't really know what she wants.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dick because you're helping me and everything, but isn't that kind of your deal too? I mean, you drive food around for rich people and stoners.
To be fair, the rich people are often also stoned.
You know what I mean.
I do have a thing, you know.
Yeah?
A party bus. I want to own the world's most kick-ass party bus.
Okay, amiable dream.
I was on a party bus once for my cousin's bachelor party, and it sucked. Mine is going to have a voice-activated sound system, so you can just yell, "Come sail away," and it will totally play "Come sail away."
Or like any song?
I guess, but in a party bus situation, do you want to hear any other song?
That's an excellent point. It does have a slow part and a fast part.
Right? The two parts! The two parts is key! Whoa! Holy shit!
It's up that tree. Talk to it. Get it to come down.
So we can kill it?
Well, maybe we can help it find its way back to the outside.
Maybe brandish the weapon a little less.
Right.
Hey, dude, I know she looks pretty heavily armed at the moment, but we want to help you! Oh, God, it doesn't want help. It wants to kill us and eat us.
Copy that.
Morgan reaches for her spear. The bug knocks it out of her hands and pounces on her. She holds it off with one hand and reaches in her fanny pack with the other. She grabs her trusty dagger and rams it into the bug, breaking off the point. She pushes it off her.
The sting! Use the sting!
I don't know how.
I can't yoga teacher you through this right now. Just do it! We are at the fast part of Come Sail Away!
Okay. All right, I can do this.
The fast part of Come Sail Away begins to play in Mitch's head. Or it would if it wasn't so expensive to license. The creature rears up and flashes its many pointy things. Mitch closes his eyes and sure enough, summons... the sting.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Do you want some chapstick?
No, I'm good.
Say that again. My reception's terrible here.
So you killed the bug. Great. So why can't we use the body?
I'm kind of like a tandem employee now. You know, we kill it. They send a cleanup crew.
Seems like a huge waste. Think of all the getting faded that could happen with that thing's guts.
I mentioned that they know we've been doing that, right? Like, the whole reason I'm doing this is to keep us out of jail. Plus, it pays pretty good, so I think we'll be able to make rent.
Fine. So wait, do you have to cut Mitch in on it too?
Yeah, but he handled himself really well. He's pretty cool when he's not being a nervous wreck. You should give him another shot.
Nah, I'm kind of doing a non-monogamous exploration kind of thing right now. He seems too fragile to handle all the innovative sex I plan on having.
Hey, I have to run. I'm here.
Where's here?
Van's house.
Van? What on earth would you be...
I just need to get something from him.
Really? Okay. Well, I won't wait up for you tonight then.
It's an item. It's not sex. I'll see you in a few.
Sometimes sex can be an item.
She approaches the apartment. The outside is decorated with Tibetan prayer flags and a big coexist sticker.
Hey, so glad you texted. Come on in!
Van Joyce answers. He's one of 10 people in the entire world who looks good with a man bun.
Can I get you some raw water?
No, thanks. I just need my thing.
Totally. Can I just finish up my workout?
I guess. What are you...
Male Kegels.
That tracks.
$599. $600. Done. So, what have you been up to?
Well, have you heard of Hunter?
Totally. It's awesome, right? I met with Bonnie about it. She's been calling in all the brush babies.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've gotten like 6 kills already.
So you want to be doing this?
It's the best. I was just starting to get sick of rock climbing, so the timing was great.
She's not blackmailing you?
No way. I mean, you and I talked about this when we were lovers.
Don't say lovers. Say dating. When you say lovers, I feel like there's ants on me.
Cool. Yeah, no, I get that. Well, when we were together...
Oh, you still make it sound creepy.
We always talked about how there's something missing living in Fairhaven. Like, it's great, and there's this great coffee and art scene.
And your ultimate frisbee team.
Oh, actually, I quit that. Too much drama. You know how ultimate gets.
Sure.
So, Fairhaven is great, but living out there was a constant rush. I think that's why I rock climb and train Krav Maga and ride sexual jet skis.
Stop. Put a pin in that. Explain it to me later.
I mean, sometimes I just feel trapped here.
Right, I know, but this is better, right?
But now, with Hunter, we don't have to choose.
Hey, speaking of, can I get my hatchet now? I tried to use one of the weapons that Tandem gave me, but...
Yeah. They're kind of sterile, right? They gave me these claw gauntlets, which are still kind of cool. Dope, right?
Yeah, dope, but I think I prefer the traditional gear.
Well, here's your axe. I get it. You like stuff that's familiar. Hey, me and some of the guys are going to that bocce ball bar tonight. You want to come?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm trying not to... Hunter?
Yeah, looks like it. Hey, you want to team up? It could be fun.
Oh, I'm kind of already teamed up with someone. I mean, it's new and not that serious, but I think we have a good dynamic.
Hey, it's cool. I'm glad you're happy. It looks like whatever it is, it's big enough that multiple people called it in. So I'm going to go and grab my GoPro and see you there. Text me if you get there and it's lame.
Morgan and Mitch are in a desolate warehouse district. Morgan's axe hangs from her belt. Mitch is holding a bag of takeout.
You don't have to bring Thai food every time we do one of these.
I know. I just happened to be getting food for myself when you texted. It's not Thai. It's Indian. You can have some of the curry, but it's got meat in it. And I don't know if you're a vegetarian or not. I got some of those onion balls, and those don't have meat.
Come on, man.
Right. Sorry.
Thanks. Good kick. Food on me after we finish this.
Cool. What are we looking for? This place looks deserted.
There's multiple requests from this area. I'm guessing something's wrong at that stupid speakeasy that's in one of these abandoned warehouses.
Speakeasy?
Yeah, it's one of those doesn't-look-like-a-bar bars with an entrance and a dumpster or something. My ex loved shit like that. Anything with a password.
There's a light coming from under that door. The one with the all-seeing eye painted on it?
That's probably it, but it won't be that simple. There's some sort of stupid secret entrance somewhere.
An unconscious dude flies out the second story window.
Huh. We could get in through that window, the one the dude just flew through.
That works.
Inside the speakeasy, the bar patrons all cower on the ground, leaving hundreds of dollars of complex, playful craft cocktails on the bar. Imps all menace them, but don't attack. Standing on the bar is a sinister man in dark robes with a bandit's mask covering his face. A huge sword made of bone is slung over his shoulder.
So, lesson learned? If anyone tries to call for help before I find what I'm looking for, my poison-filled associates will deal with you. Seems like we're all on the same page now.
Morgan and Mitch watch from the window.
Who's that?
A very dangerous pain in my ass.
What should we do?
Van?
Off to the races, amigos.
You moron, don't try and have a catchphrase.
Who's that?
A different pain in my ass.
The sinister man points towards Van and the bugs start to attack.
Yeah, baby!
Morgan leaps in through the window. She has his back.
Hey, Moore, where's that new partner?
Still trying to climb through the window.
Well, he seems cool.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Sorry, window issues.
But I'm here to sting.
Well done, Mitch. You've destroyed a shelf of triple distilled premium gins. Maybe take a moment to get your breath back. Van, you hold off the imps. I've got business with Maskey over there. Hey, you.
So, you're Morgan's friend, huh? Awesome to meet you, man. She's really great, right? Hey, what are you guys doing after this?
Not sure. Getting food, maybe? Hey, watch out!
Nice, dude. Nice!
Morgan leaps up on the bar. She nods to the sinister man. He nods back and readies his weapon. He takes big swings with his heavy sword, which Morgan narrowly dodges. She takes fast hacks at him with her axe. With one last gasp, she kicks him as hard as she can. He flies back, and she throws her axe. It hits him in the shoulder. He screams and yanks it out. The sinister man sees that he's beaten. He leaps out the window.
Hey, he's getting away!
I'll use the sting.
No, wait!
Morgan holds Mitch back. From the rooftops, the sinister man turns to look back at Morgan. They nod to each other. He leaps off into the night.
Well, good to see you, Dad. Always love it when you visit.
Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris, with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Hunters featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonso, Keith Powell, Rob Hubel, Kyle Kinane, Taylor Orsi, Mark Gagliardi, Eric Martin, Kimmy Gatewood, Tawny Newsome, Maureen Price, Martin Starr, Judy Greer, Shenny Jardin, and me, Tavi Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker. Director, Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart. Additional music by Jonathan Colton. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Bikram Chatterjee.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.